If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men suffer in order to win. Let me say that again. Real men suffer in order to win. Man, what a way to start your week, right? I know that's not music to your ears, but I'm hoping that this week's Real Men Check-In really blesses you like it blessed me this week during my quiet time. I was reading in 1 Peter chapter 3, and allow me to share with you my best verse from that chapter, and then explain what God revealed to me as I studied it. Peter writes in verse 8 and 9 in particular, he says, "Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not return evil for evil or insult for insult, but give a blessing instead, for you were called for this very purpose that you might inherit a blessing." Now, in this particular chapter, Peter is summarizing how wives should treat their husbands and how husbands should treat their wives, and ultimately how we should all be treating each other as Christians or as believers. This was a very humbling chapter for me because I seem to fall short of what Peter is teaching here more times than I would care to admit. For instance, in verse 1, Peter is telling wives to submit to their husbands even if they're disobedient to God's word, so that their wife's own righteous, respectful behavior may win us over. Now think about that for a minute. Peter is telling women to do good even when we're doing bad. Now even though Peter is speaking to wives here, after he's done and he gets to verse 7, he starts with these words, "You husbands in the same way." Now wait a minute. This simple phrase caused me to pause and return to the beginning of the chapter, realizing that Peter was talking to men too, or at least wanting us to pay attention and not skip over verses 1 through 6 by zoning out or giving it to our wives as a, quote, gentle reminder to have her get with the program. Now I realize that verses 1 through 6 was for me too. Let me see if I can try to explain this. Peter writes that we, men in the same way, should not try to convict, convert, or correct our wives' disobedient behavior through arguing, quarreling, controlling, or trying to manipulate or even intimidate, but rather through our own righteous and respectful response to their behavior, in hopes that we could win them over, just in the same way Peter tells them on how to deal with us as husbands. Now in verse 4, Peter says, "Precious to God is a gentle and quiet spirit." Now remember, he's speaking this to wives, but again, verse 7, "You husbands in the same way." God is saying to husbands, to you and me through Peter, you never have to even raise your voice to your wife if my spirit is speaking through you. Now, let me say that again. You never have to even raise your voice to your wife if my spirit is speaking through you. In other words, whenever we're raising our voice, we're actually silencing the Holy Spirit's voice because we can't hear it. So in verse 7, Peter commands us as men, "You husbands in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, not lesser now, since she is a woman." Meaning, recognize that your wife is more vulnerable. She's prone to be emotionally sensitive. She needs to feel safe. And remember, she's worthy of honor because she's one with you and a fellow heir to the grace of life. But more importantly, she's God's daughter who he entrusted to us as husbands. So Peter goes on to warn us that if we don't remember this, then our prayers will be hindered. Now, if you stop and humbly meditate on this particular verse, it will make perfect sense. Why would God answer or even hear any of my prayers if I'm not honoring or loving his daughter the way he commanded me to? Why would he give me anything I ask him for if I'm not willing to give his daughter what he's asking me to give? And then Peter summarizes everything in verse 8 and 9 by commanding us, both men and women, on how we should treat each other by saying, "Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not return evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for this very purpose, that you might inherit a blessing." In other words, as believers, we must live in unity with one another. Be sympathetic towards one another. Show compassion to each other. Be humble around each other and love one another. And not only that, even when those things are not given to you, you're not to return evil for evil or insult with insults, but rather with blessings. Wow. But the question is, why? Because Peter says it is for this purpose, this opportunity, this reason that God has called us to, so we might receive a blessing. In other words, when people treat us wrong, God is really saying, "Great, this is an opportunity for me to bless you. Do you want me to bless you, Joe Martin? Then do right. Respond the right way. Love them." Because Peter goes on to write in verse 14, and I'm paraphrasing here, "When you do good, even when you're treated bad, you will be blessed. So you don't have to worry about a thing. I got you." So when you have to suffer, and this is in verse 17, just make sure you're suffering for doing what's right and for the right reasons, not for seeking revenge or retribution. So after I was done reading and studying this chapter, as I always do when I'm journaling in my quiet time, I asked God, "What does this scripture say about me? What sin do I need to confess or avoid here?" And God revealed to me self-righteousness and trying to win people over with my persuasive words rather than through my righteous and respectful behavior. And I asked God, "God, what promise can I claim here after reading this?" He says, "If you suffer for righteousness' sake, I will bless you, but it may not make you feel any better." Then I asked God, "God, what attitude in my heart do I need to change?" And God said, "Pay just as much attention to the spiritual words you speak to your wife as you do to the words I speak to you as a husband." And then I asked God, "What command do I need to obey?" He said, "To love one another and to live with others, not just your wife, in an understanding, not a demanding way." And then I asked God, "God, what example should I try to follow?" And he said, "Jesus and Paul's example." He said both responded well to the different people they encountered. They comforted the afflicted, those who were hurting, but they also afflicted the comfortable, those who were hurting others. He said, "And you are to do the same, even when you're being hurt by others, because real men suffer in order to win." So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you guys know that I love sharing podcast reviews from my listeners, and I choose them every week at random. So who knows, maybe if you submit a podcast review, I might read yours on the air. But let me share this one. And who's this one from? This one is from J.S. Jones. And J.S. Jones writes, "I've been on my walk with the Lord for a little over a year. It was a spirit-filled encounter, and I've known what I'm supposed to do, but didn't know how to do it. This podcast has answered a lot of my how-tos and how-to-dos in my walk with Christ. Thank you so much for this podcast." And thank you, J.S. Jones, for that 5-star review on iTunes. Guys, I really appreciate these podcast reviews because they help us get found in the search engines and help us move up in the rankings. And as you guys know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, and reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.